good? What's good? What's good? What's good, everybody? How was everybody doing today? Man, oh man, do I need to get this shit off my chest now. It's been a minute since I made a video version of the pod. So, hello, everybody. How you guys doing? I haven't really been making a lot of video versions because basically I've just been being lazy and not wanting to put it on YouTube and shit. It's not like I couldn't do it. I just really haven't been wanting to do it. I've been just slacking off on that. But I have still been uploading episodes of the pod. You can check it out on Spotify, Apple, Google, you know, Anchor, you know, wherever it is. I will... I have to remember to do this. I will try to remember to link it below. I will try to remember that. And this is for the audio version, guys. All the people listening to it on the video version. By the time I put this out, the audio version probably won't even be out yet because I'll just be slacking. I'd be playing games. But I'm gonna start trying to really push the YouTube page for it because I don't know why I have such a problem with just doing shit. I guess I'm just like everybody else. I'm just lazy and I don't be wanting to like do the work. I had those moments. I can admit sometimes you just lazy. You don't feel like putting forth the effort. Like I'll make the content and then sometimes I either will not do the video version or have a whole bunch of thoughts in my mind, but I won't put it on, I won't speak in the mic and just, you know, get the content out. And so I know a lot of my work is lacking. It's basically because of me. But it does get good reception. The people who have listened to my podcast enjoy it, even if they are. And this is how I know I have something, because even when I know I'm saying something that might be nuts to most people or the people that do listen to it, they still do enjoy it. So I'm glad that even though it's not that many people, the people that have listened to it, even though sometimes they may disagree with me, they still enjoy it. And I think at the end of the day, content on the internet has to be informative and entertaining. So if you just got informative content, it can be boring or not, you know, like you ain't really trying to hear it. But if you take the informative content and then put it, has the entertainment factor behind it, now you got something. And listen, I'm a lonely soldier at this. I do it all by myself. Ain't nobody here. It's just me. Well, actually, the kids upstairs and the wife upstairs. And normally I don't do this shit when they're here because I need to be completely silent. But that's another reason why I've been like holding back on also putting out the content too, because they're always home, because, you know, I'm not a weekend dad. I'm not a weekend husband. Like, I live here with them, you know, and in the black community, you don't really get a lot of that. You get a lot of dads that just come through on the weekend, but, you know, I've been here. I've been married. Me and my wife have lived under the same roof the entire time, except for the 6 months I left, but that's another story. But I've talked about that before, so it ain't like a surprise. I've talked about that before. But I'm here, so I always try. It's hard to get like quiet time to actually put out the pod, but I gotta start, you know, just doing it the way I can do it, like I did today. Send everybody to bed and then get recording, because hey, it's the only time. See, normally the kids would still be up right now. And I know it's late right now. It's like what, like 9 o'clock, but typically, man, they kids don't want to go to bed. So I'd be like, man, I'll just do it tomorrow. Or I'll be sitting there watching TV and I'd be like, man, shoot, man, it's getting late. But I'm really going to start trying to be more consistent at this. But I do appreciate and thank the people who have been watching it, who have been, not watching it, but listening to it. You know what I'm saying? I really do appreciate it. I just need to be more consistent. And I need y'all to spread the word too, baby. Spread the word, because I do be talking that shit when I talk my shit. I do be talking my shit when I talk my shit. So spread the word, even though I don't be putting out shit all the time. Spread it anyway, because when I do drop some shit, that shit be crazy. So appreciate everybody for rocking with me. As you all know, this is the Soliloquy Podcast, where I talk my shit. I say what I gotta say when it comes to my mind. I just put it on the microphone. I don't write notes. It's literally straight all improv off the dome as I'm saying it. So take everything I say with a grain of salt, even though a lot of the stuff I speak about, you know, I've thought about for a while. So that's why most of the time the notes aren't needed, because it's like I know what I want to say. So, I mean, but if I'm being professional and I'm being honest, I probably should write notes. But, man, I just roll with it because it's like I know a lot of things that are on my mind before I say it. Is that thing still on the wall? That's really distracted me. Hold on, let me get it off the wall. You see that little thing in the on the wall, the little hanging thing? I used to have something hanging right there, and I forgot that I still left the strip on the wall, and I'm just noticing it now in the video version, so that's really bugging me. Hold on.
I didn't even know I still had this up there. I hope I don't peel it off the wall and mess it up. I don't remember what I had hanging right here. Why do I have this here? I really don't remember. I had something on there. I don't remember what I had on there. Maybe I should keep it and put something there. I don't know. I'm just going to take it down for now. When I think of something to put there, I'll put it back there. Oh, mate, you know what? I know exactly what I'm going to put there. I'm not going to take it off the wall. I'm going to leave it there. I'm going to put my tiki head right there. I got this from my brother-in-law got that from Japan for me. And I take this thumbtack out the wall. There we go. I put my scary mask face in there. I don't know if you can see it. It's too short in the matter of fact, since now I done got up and messed up the audio. I'ma show y'all. Hold on. I'ma show y'all. I got this. My brother-in-law got this from he got this for me when he went to Japan. Hold on, I'm gonna show y'all. You watching the audio version, I'm sorry that you didn't get to see it, but I got this. I ain't gonna lie, I had a night one time where I was just like playing video games, and I looked up at this thing, and I swear it looked like it was looking at me. It was like creeping me out. But yeah, he got this for me when he went to Japan. So I love this thing, so I keep it because I just think it's cool. He knows me very well. He kind of know the kind of shit I like, so he bought me back this, and I had it for a while. All right, let me put that back on there.
Yeah, I love that thing. But what the fuck? What happened? Oh, I was about to say, my fucking the audio it froze for a second. At least it looked like it froze. What the fuck is going on? I'm about to be mad as shit. I'm about to do all that shit over. I'm about to be mad as a motherfucker. I'll find out when I start to edit the audio. If I fucked up, probably what I get for getting up, my dumbass. Anyway, thank you guys for being here. Let me just get right into the topic now. I've been going on for about almost damn near 10 minutes. All right, look. All right, let me tell you what's been going on lately in my head. I've been having like conversations about like relationships, and I've been having conversations about like what's the word I'm looking for? Like roles in marriage and shit like that. And I'm a real, you know, I'll keep it, you know, simple. I'm a man who believes that marriages / relationships should have roles. There should be a person that does this and a person that does this. There should be a person that does that and a person that does that. That's how I think it should be, because we live in a society where things have rules and people have roles. You know, like, you go to a job, you're the employer, you got a key holder, you got a manager, you got a store manager, you got a district manager, you got a regional manager, they all have roles. You know, no matter where you go in the world, there are roles to be played. Everybody plays their role all the way down to the janitor. His job is to do this. And then the cashier's job is to do this. And then the key holder's job is to do this. And the store manager's job is to do this. And the regional manager's job is to do this. And the district manager, all the way up to CEO. Everybody has a role. So in relationships, I believe that there should be roles. That it's not across the board even, that we're all not equals. There are roles to be made to keep the train moving. But for some reason, there are lots of people who don't think roles should be in a relationship. They think it should be 50-50, everything, do everything together. Everybody has, you know, equal say and equal authority. And the reason why that doesn't work is because if there is no leadership, then there is no end goal. You got to have leadership to have an end goal. And I don't know why people think that, especially with marriage, is that there should be no leadership, that everybody should just go at the same pace. And when I tell people that you don't need to be happily married to have a marriage work, they look at me crazy. Like, what do you mean? I'm like, especially what I was been going on lately with my Facebook. Like, my Facebook kind of been jumping off because I've been saying some, I guess, wild shit. But I don't think it's wild shit. I think it's the stuff that men think about after they've been fucking the same woman for 11 years. You know what I'm saying? You think shit. You think shit that, I guess, is, and niggas ain't gonna say it, but a lot of, but niggas say it in the barbershop. You know what I'm saying? What I've learned is that a lot of niggas ain't gonna say what they feel if it's a, if they're in a space where women are around. I don't give a fuck. Okay? I will talk my shit whether there are kids around, women around, men around, my elders around, because it's what I believe. I'm not going to change my tone or tune or what I say depending on who walks in the room. I'm not going to do that. I am who I am. I say what I say no matter who is watching. So, I put a Facebook post up a couple days that I said that I wish prostitution was legal in Georgia. Niggas was like, why the fuck would you say, why would you say that? I say, because sometimes I just want some pussy without the dating bullshit. I just want to get some pussy. I don't want to do all the shit that, I don't want to do all that. Sometimes a man just wants to fuck. And, like, I guess that it comes off as niggas was saying that me saying that is like me saying I want to cheat on my wife. And I'm just like, first of all, men don't cheat. We just have sex. Number two, you don't need a happy relationship. A relationship don't got to be super good and everything is going great for a man to feel like that. See, people think I'm saying that because my relationship is bad. And I'm like, no, it has nothing to do with it. I don't equate sex to, you know, where I'm at in my marriage. Like, that doesn't fucking matter to me. My role is to make sure my family has a roof, has food, and is secure and is protected. That is it. Anything I do outside of that is my fucking business. But a lot of people don't think that that's a feeling I guess I should have. And so the reason I'm bringing all this up, because it's going to lead me to my main topic that I want to talk about. So I got to talk about this part first. Like, I do not sometimes want to do the whining and dining shit. Sometimes I just want to fuck. That's just, but that's most men. They're not going to say it in front of a woman. They're not going to say it in front of certain people. But I'm telling you, most men think like this. Even the faithful men who've been married for years and never cheated, never stuff. Because I never cheat. I never step on my wife. But at the same time, sometimes I'll be wanting some outside ass. That's what happens after you've been plowing the same chick for 9 years. You know what I'm saying? You want some outside of that. But I'm just saying, and I said that because I'm being honest. If prostitution was legal, I definitely probably would be buying pussy right now. I'm being honest. And it ain't got shit to do with my wife. It ain't got shit to do with me not loving her. It ain't got shit to do with nothing, but sometimes I just be wanna fuck somebody else. And the reason why I say prostitution is because I don't want to go on a date. See, I could cheat. That's not the issue. I could cheat now. There's bitches that wanna fuck me now. But I don't want to go on a date. I don't want to take you to dinner. I don't want to take you to the movies. I don't want to take you to the park. I don't want to take you to the club. I don't want to take you to the hookah lounge. I don't want to take you to the strip club. I don't want to take you nowhere but the fucking bed. So that's why I say what the fuck I'm saying. I don't want to do none of that. And then people, here's the thing. People will look down on that like, why are you a prostitute? Why do you want to be? Because that's, look, I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why I say prostitution and not just, you know, I'm going to tell you why. Here's why. All right, check this out. I'm a man, and I want to get a woman. Now, the reason I'm even checking this woman out is because men are physical first. If you ain't figured that out, ladies, by now, do high school over again. Because I don't know what to fucking tell you at this point. Men are physical first. I don't give a fuck about what you're talking about, where you're from, and what you do. I ask all those dumbass questions because I'm trying to fuck you. That is most men in the world. I'm trying to get the pussy first before I get to do all the other shit. Niggas have to, I be telling women, niggas have to get that shit out the way first before they think about the other shit. Now, I take a girl on a date, and a typical date is dinner, some little side activity, and you drop them off and take them home, okay? So, it starts there. I got to get dressed, get nice. It starts with that. I got to get a haircut. That's $30 for me. Okay? I got to drive to you. Because even though women are modern today, they still want traditional shit to happen in dates. So I got to drive to you, which means I got to pick you up. It's about $5 in gas depending on how far you live. Then I got to take you somewhere that's above McDonald's because you ain't going for no shit like that. So I got to at least take you to a restaurant that's at least $80 and up as far as the total bill for the night. So I'm going to spend probably about $120 on a fucking date. Then I got to sit there and listen to you talk the whole time. Then I got to try to interest you, get to know you, your likes, your dislikes, this, that. I got to go through that whole rigmarole. Then after that, we might go to a lounge or to a bar or to a hookah lounge or to a fucking movie or something. That's another $30, $40, maybe $60 in just drinks and activity. Then I got to drive you back home. And then when we get home or get to wherever the fuck we're going, I'm either going to get some pussy or not. Most women don't like fucking on the first date. So more than likely, I'm not going to get the pussy. So which means I'm going to have to take this girl, if she liked me that day, on another date. And then maybe, once again, maybe, maybe not, I get the ass. Who knows? If you add all that money up, it's just the first day, just the first date alone, I'm like $200, maybe $40, $50 for a date. If I can take that same money as a man and just ask a prostitute how much you charge, and she say $250, there you go. No date, no nothing. I'm guaranteed to get some ass. I don't got to do all the other shit. Because dating, it's a 50-50, maybe not situation. But I'm paying 100% of the money and taking 100% of my time and giving you 100% entertainment. And then there's a maybe, maybe not at the end. Whereas if I just book a bitch, it's 100% guaranteed I'm getting some ass. So that's why I said what I said. I don't care how nasty it may sound to women. If prostitution was legal, women would be in trouble. Because niggas would not be getting married or going on dates at all. If I can just pay for pussy, I'd rather do that than pay for a date. Because a date is a maybe, maybe not situation. A paid chick in a hotel is a guaranteed fuck. You can pay a chick, fuck her, and be home for dinner. Instead of going out and being out all night. Then you got to explain to your girl why you was gone for so long. If prostitutes was real, I could pay for a chick, fuck, and be home before dinner. That's all I'm saying. That's real shit. But because I'm saying that and I wear this, people say, oh, why are you talking like that? Because that's how you feel and how you think after you've been plowing the same woman forever. Especially when you get to the stages of where we at, where fucking is not really that important to her. So that's why I think like that now. That's why my tune has changed from years ago when I was totally against cheating. Now I'm not against it because I know what niggas go through. So I say all that to say this. People love to tell me, and this is where my main point of why I'm talking today, this is where it comes in at right here. People tell me all the time when I say that, what are you going to tell your daughters? Do you want that to be your daughters? What are your daughters going? How do you feel if that was your daughters? I'm going to tell you exactly what I told. I got two daughters. I got a 13-year-old about to be 14 in next month? Yep, about to be 14 next month. And I got a 4-year-old. And I'm going to tell them both the same thing that I told my 13-year-old daughter as of right now. I'm going to explain it, but I'm going to say exactly what I said first. This is what I told my 13, soon to be 14-year-old daughter. And when I say this, people always be like, man, you said that to her? And damn, man, you different, Jay. Or man, I don't agree, but I mean, that's you, dog. Do you. Or I'm going to tell you exactly what I told her. I told her, my job isn't to tell you not to fuck. My job is to teach you who to fuck. Now I'm going to break that down. We live in a world where men love to say, man, when I had my daughters, it just changed my life. I ain't never calling no girl bitch again and blah, 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 blah. And I look at women so differently now because I don't want that to be my daughter. Here's something you can't stop, men. Here's something that you can't change. I don't care how many daughters you got. This is something that you can't change in this country. You can't change the way another man treats your child. You can't. I'm going to say this again. You can't change the way another man treats your child. Period. With that being said, with me understanding that, the best thing I can do is teach my daughter the guys you should fuck with and teach her the guys you should avoid. But to try to teach her what do a lot of dudes like to say, especially rich dudes? I'm going to get my girl the bag. I'm going to save up all this money. I'm going to teach her how to be a career woman so she ain't going to need a man and no nigga fucking with her. You really think, guys who think like that, rich or not, guys who think that I'm going to financially secure my daughter so much that she's not going to need a man. Let me ask you this. Are you sure about that? Are you sure that you want to save up so much money and give her so many things and put so many red ribbons on cars that she still ain't going to want no dick? You really think that's going to work? Floyd Mayweather, one of the richest black men, period, his daughter still got some dick. You don't think he got a gigantic savings account with her name on it? Jay-Z. When that girl grows up, you don't think Jay-Z got a mountain of cash for that girl when she grows up? You really think that mountain of cash and security is going to stop her from wanting dick? You really think that's going to happen? You regular guys who got your college daughters shit all laid out already. You got their savings. You got their college. You got all the shit all lined up for them right now. You really think that's going to stop your daughter from wanting some dick? It's not. You know how you know it's not? Because that's how you got the girl, you got pregnant in the first place. You cannot stop them from getting what is naturally going to be an urge and a desire and a passion for men. You can't stop that. Your money, your security, your two shotguns that's in your house ain't going to stop your daughter from fucking. You can't stop it. So instead of trying to do everything to make sure she avoids it, why don't you just help her pick the right mate when it's time? That's what I'm going to do. That's why I said what I said. This is why I say it's not my job to teach you not to fuck. It's my job to show you who to fuck. And I said it exactly like that because I talk to my daughter like she's a human being. Okay? I talk to you. Don't think, by the way, come on now. I know she's 13. I know y'all think she's too young, but beyond men, matter of fact, parents, you really think your daughters and your sons don't cuss when you're not around? So if you say a cuss word to them, you're not stepping out of some kind of boundaries. They cuss anyway. Trust me. Trust me. They're just not doing it in front of you. So I want you to just be honest with them and stop trying to coddle them all the time. I don't coddle my daughter. I've been teaching her about sex since she was 6 years old. I've been preparing her for adulthood since she was a kid and teaching her the real life with men and women, boys and girls, love and marriage. I've been teaching her all of that shit for years because my daughter is not going to go into this blinded and doing what you men like to do. Here's what you men like to do. Besides the mountain of cash shit that I just brought up, this is something else y'all like to do. Y'all like to teach y'all daughters that they're princesses and that they're queens and that you need them to know their worth and you're above everybody and you're a princess and don't let no man treat you da 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 da. That all sounds nice, but it's not reality. Like I said before I even started this monologue, when I got to this part, you cannot change what men think about your daughter out there. You can't change. I don't care what you say. You can't change that. She might be a princess to you and a bitch to somebody else. This is what I tell my daughter. I say, you are not a princess. You are a princess to me. I make sure she knows that I think that. Not that she is that I think that. Why? Because somebody else ain't going to think that. This is something else I tell my daughter. The only man that is going to love you and want nothing in return is me. I will love my daughter if she loses her leg tomorrow, if she's a dropout of college, if she's on a pole, if she's doing porn, or if she's a freaking CEO or lawyer. I'm going to love my daughter regardless. But only I'm going to do that. This is the truths that you need to tell your daughters. Not that they are princesses. That they are princesses to you. Because the next nigga not going to think that. The next nigga going to think she just a bad bitch. The next nigga going to think whatever. But teaching her that she is a princess gives her, I understand you're trying to build up her confidence, but when she thinks I'm a princess and then the guy she likes thinks she's a bitch, what do you think that's going to do to her? So that's why I emphasize saying to me, she's a princess to me. She's my little girl to me. Because I'm the only one who's going to love her for nothing in return. Everybody else, even the girls you married right now, guys, or dating right now, guys, you love them for a reason. It's not for nothing. So stop planting these lies into your daughter's heads because it sounds nice. Making them feel like they're precious is not necessarily my problem, but making them feel like other men ain't gonna think differently is my problem. So start saying that my daughter's not my daughter's precious. Say my daughter's precious to me. Because the next nigga's not going to think that. So this is why I can talk the way I talk and speak the way I speak to my kid. Because I know how the world thinks. I know how the world thinks. But when you sit there and you try to coddle your daughters, you're only preparing them for heartbreak, because they're going to be like, my daddy always treated me like this, and my daddy always did this, and my daddy, but then the next nigga going to be like, well, I ain't your daddy. Haven't you men have told that to girls you've been fucking? I ain't your daddy. I'm not going to be your daddy. That ain't my job. So if you know that as a man, why do you try to make your daughters feel like this is how a man has to treat you, because this is how I treat you? That's not going to work. You can set an example, yes, but ultimately they're going to choose. And so your job is to help them pick. That's your job, to help them pick. Help them pick. Not sit there and tell them that they're queens and goddesses and you think you're going to stack up so much financial security that they're not going to want what they want. How many women nowadays who have all this money, all this influence, all this social media following, all these career-driven goals, all of this shit, and still walk around with resting bitch face? There's a reason for that. As much as women want to be career women and independent women, women do not own them. And I'm talking about the rule, not the exception. I'm talking about the rule. Women do not truly find happiness in careers. It is a cover up, a distraction from what they actually want. Women, no matter how much people say it's 2021, it's different now. The reason you know it's not different is because women still require you to pay for a date before you fuck. Women still require you to fight for them if something happens. Women still require for you to pay most of the bills, if not all of them. Women are still up here traditional, but they try to speak liberal. I'll say it again. Women up here are traditional, but they speak liberal. So a girl will tell you that they don't want somebody over them. They don't want a man to lead. I think we can be a partnership and build together. Those guys are looked at very differently. They are looked at as simps. It's nice in the beginning, but for a woman to stay invested in you, if she feels you are her equal, you are no good to her. You have to lead. My job as a father is to help my daughter pick the next leader after me, because she won't always be here under my protection. She's going to go out there and eventually find a guy that she likes. My job is to help her pick. Not say, hey, baby girl, niggas ain't shit and fuck all of them like y'all going to do. I don't want my baby girl getting hurt. She going to go through some hurt. I don't want my baby girl crying. She going to cry a little bit. It's reality. Have you always made your girlfriend, your wife, your whatever, smile all the time? Stop feeding your daughters the fucking fairy tales and give them the real. You are not helping the men. I repeat, you are not helping your daughter by trying to tell her that she is the world. She is the world to you. Stop trying to send them out into the real world thinking that everything revolves around them. You're not helping. All you're doing is raising the next generation of little pretty pampered princesses that's going to get their hearts broken when they realize that just because daddy thinks she's special, the next nigga thinks she's just a bitch or just a chick or just a fuck. You got to prepare them for that reality. And this is why I speak the way I speak. I'm not selling my kids dreams. I'm showing them reality. They are the world to me, to daddy. I will help them find a man who, you know, like I said, is going to want them for something. My job is to make sure. That's why I let my daughter, I told my wife, I want my daughter to cook. I want her to learn how to cook for two reasons. One, so she can prepare food for herself when she move out. And two, so she can know how to cook for a man when she get one. And I know a lot of modern women think the world don't revolve on just having a man. It ain't all that matters. Well, then tell those rich, independent women who are mad as hell having not hot girl summer, but they always having brunch with the girls, dinner with the girls. They always do that is because they're covering up the fact that they don't got a man yet. I know women right now that are being used by their friends. Yeah, we girls, we this, we that, until she finds a man. And then that will die. I've seen it happen plenty of times. Girls band together under a couple of things. One, they've all been heartbroken. Or two, they all single at the moment. Or three, one of them has had problems in their relationship. The other one's single. They band together. Girls band together under the we don't have a man clause. I see it all the time. But the minute they get one, they leave that herd. So they'll band together, hang out together, date together, go on brunch together, all that shit until a man comes up. And then she's going to be like, peace, bitch. I got a nigga I'm fucking with now. And then where does that leave you? You thinking, oh, I thought we were friends. At the end of the day, we need to couple up. Someone has to lead. Someone has to follow. I'm not going to steal this. I got to say this. Shout out to the Fresh and Fit podcast, because I love the analogy that they used. They say men are the pilots. Men don't want a co-pilot. He wants a flight attendant. That's a perfect analogy. I don't want a co-pilot. I want a flight attendant. So all you women out there who think you gonna drive a car and I'm gonna be right next to you, I don't want you to do that. I don't want you to be in the passenger seat. I need you in the back seat. That's what motherfuckers don't understand. When I'm flying this fucking plane, I don't need you sitting right next to me. I need you behind me. Because I gotta lead this ship. Women, I said this on Facebook earlier today. Women are attracted to leaders. They are not attracted to partners. I had a long conversation with a dude on Facebook today who's in the space I used to be in. I've been there, so I know what he's going through, but he don't see it yet. He still think that women want a partnership and they don't need a leader. They can both lead. I'm like, okay. And it's sad, but when this nigga get his heart broken, and I fuck with this nigga, he cool as shit. But when he get his heart broken, when he look up and he going, man, I took care of her. You know, I made sure she was able to handle her careers. And, you know, I made sure, you know, she was taken care of. And, you know, I always opened the door for her, brought her flowers. How could she do this to me? Because you were being a fucking simp. What I've learned is that even with the woman you love, you can't ever lose the authority. You can never show too much emotion and show too much, that lovey-dovey shit. That shit does not work. It just does not. They will lose either respect for you or attraction for you. One of the two. It's a reason I use this analogy too. Let's go back to high school. Who are the guys that get the pussy in high school? The basketball players, especially like the star players, the star football players, the captains, the guys who skip school all the time. They might come like fucking 8 times a year because they just like, fuck this shit, I don't want to do this shit. And the dude that might be selling weed on the side of the school. Why do those guys get all the girls? Because they are living at that time the way they fucking want to. They don't give a fuck about no authority. They're running their own shit. And then when you're a ball player, I'm dominating. I'm destroying these niggas. I'm the best out here. I'm putting in work. Women are attracted to that. You got the nigga that skipped school. He like, fuck school. I ain't trying to do this shit, man. I got shit I got to do. Women are attracted to that. You got the nigga that's making money on the side and not doing the typical shit like go to McDonald's at the end of the day. This nigga, that's the shit that women are attracted to. The fact that you doing your own shit. You on your own path. It starts in high school. You on your own shit. Women are attracted to that. Those are leaders in their own right because they're going down their fucking path. Who are the guys that don't get pussy in high school? The guy who meets the girl by the locker every day. The guy that carries her books. The guy that walks her to class. The guy that saves her a spot at the lunch table. The guy that gives her the answers to the tests. The guy that's the study partner. That guy never gets pussy from that girl, ever. Why is that? Because he is following her. He's not focused on his purpose, his goals, what the fuck he need to do. His focus is her. That's not attractive to a woman. So in high school, women pick leaders. Niggas who do what the fuck they want. Let's take it to a job. Who is the guy to get the pussy at work? The guy who goes in there, does his fucking work, and ain't in the gossip circle with the bitches when they on lunch break. He's in there doing his fucking work, doing what he got to do, ain't worried about what none of these bitches talking about. Who's the guy that don't get the pussy at work? The guy who covers shifts for that girl when she wants to take a day off. That guy ain't getting no pussy from that girl. Can you cover for me today? I gotta do. Yeah, I'll cover for you. I'll do it. Yeah, I'll take your shift. Yeah, I'll do it. He ain't getting. Can you pick this up for me? It's too heavy. He ain't getting no pussy. He ain't getting it. Let's take it to adulthood. Who's the guys that get the pussy in your adult life? Same niggas. The niggas who take charge, take the lead, suck the energy out of the room with their presence, whether they 6 foot or 5 foot nine like me. When you come in with confidence, dominance, and assertiveness, you are the goal. You are the one that gets picked. Who are the ones that don't get pussy in the real world? The guys that talking on the phone to girls all night long about their problems. The guys who like every fucking picture on her Instagram. The guy who's always writing that, you know, the black woman is a queen and women are so beautiful and shout out to the women. Them niggas don't get fucked. There's a reason for that. The minute you are following her, it's not attractive to her. So in essence, women need leaders because they are attracted to leaders. If you are a Fortune 500 man, a six-figure man, you didn't get there by being a fucking partner. You got there by taking charge and taking your purpose and running to the stars with it and saying, I don't give a fuck what go down. I'm getting to the top because that's where I belong. Those men get picked. It's just the way it is. Women are attracted to leaders, not partners. The minute you partner with her, you become her friend. It's just the way it is. I'm not afraid to tell this shit to my daughter. So I prepare my daughter to follow after a leader. Because no matter how much money I stack in the bank for her, it's not going to take away the natural desires that women have. That is to find a man, nest, and have a home. There are women who literally don't work. And all they do is run down the street in their neighborhood to stay in shape, take care of their kids, and cook for their guy. And they are more happy than the women who go to God, who got 50 plaques on her wall with all her accomplishments. Who got their own Benz, own car, own apartment down in Atlanta. They are more happy than them. The woman who so-called got it all, got all the accolades that you would want as a successful woman. The woman that sits at home cooking for her man is way more happier. Because that's what those women with the plaques on the wall want. You know how you know that's what they want? The minute you start bringing it up, they get upset. The attitude immediately bubbles up. That's how you know that's what they want. And when girls say shit like they waiting and they waiting for the right guy and all this other shit, at the end of the day, when you try to say you ain't gonna settle and you ain't gonna take no cheating, when you got a man who is a leader, oh, you'll take some cheating. Why you think Beyonce ain't walk off? Jay-Z cheated on her. Why didn't Beyonce walk off? Because as successful as you are, you know that motherfucker is a leader. Not to mention, men get more valuable with age. Women don't. This is something that also blocks a lot of women. Something else I'm going to teach my daughter. The bigger your accomplishments, the smaller your dating pool is. That is a fact. I've been learning this over the past few months, and I know, and I'm seeing it, that is definitely true. The bigger your successes are, the smaller your dating pool is. Why? Because women don't date down. If you are a woman and you make $50,000 a year, $60,000 a year, $70,000 a year, you're going to require a man who makes $70,000. You're going to require a man that makes $80,000, $90,000, $100,000, and so on. A man will date a woman who makes $40,000 or $20,000 or $10,000 because we don't require that. Because if I'm going to be the leader, it doesn't matter how much you make because I have to make sure things keep going regardless if you can help or not. So when you are a woman with a lot of successes, all you're doing is shrinking your dating pool. And that's why those women are the least happy. Because they turn around and they in their 30s now, maybe 40s, and they go, man, I got the career, I got the money, I got the car, I got the house, I got the looks. Why the fuck can I find a man? Because you won't go down. You only want to go up. And most of the time, here's the thing about career women that is never spoke about, but it's the truth. If you are not a domestic woman, if you can't cook, clean, and fuck me, because that's pretty much all men want, when your whole life has been centered around, what's the word y'all like to say? Focusing on me. If all your focus was, your whole life was on you, how the fuck can you take care of a man? You can't. You only know how to take care of you. So there is no magic switch that can just go, up. Oh, I'm ready to take care of a man now. Click, I'm going to do it. You're not going to do it. I know women right now, beautiful, then found the best version of themselves. And I know for a fact they're going to be single. I know for a fact they're going to be single. It's not going to happen. They're going to be single. I know this for a fact. So if you want to keep living your life like that, that's up to you. But I'm trying to tell you, I'm not telling my daughters that. That shit is bullshit. So, with that being said, guys, tell your daughters the truth. Stop lying to them. Prepare them for the real world. Stop getting on the fairy tale stories because you ain't helping them. Anyway, that's all I got to say because I'm getting hot. Getting hot down here. I had to turn the fan on because I didn't want it to be making noise in the thing. So I appreciate y'all listening. And I'll see y'all again. I'll try to be more consistent. And that's it. I'm done. Peace out. I'll see y'all later.